Greetings, Namibia. This is Herman, and I am from Mana Christian Church, and I'm here to share the word with you, driven from the book of our apostle, Josh Tadeu, with the title Evangelism. I would like to share with you two basic things, very important subjects, actually, in the Bible, which is evangelism and discipleship. So we are reminded that we need to spend most of our time on evangelism and most of our resources and time on making disciples. We can read from the book of Matthew 28 verse 18 up to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." So very often as Christians and pastors including, we sometimes spend time focused on other things that are also important, but we forget about the most important fundamentals, the basic, which is going out into the world and preaching the plan of salvation, preaching the word of repentance and allowing people to have an encounter with their Savior. To have an encounter with their Savior in a sense that we are looking at what is happening in the world today. And that takes me to a very important page in this book, the urgency of evangelism. Nowadays, we see what is happening in the world. And the signs are there, the coming of the Messiah, the end of the world, the wars that are happening, etc. and etc. And these are signs to make us awake, to remind us of the urgency of evangelism, the urgency of bringing souls to Christ, the urgency of reminding the church of its mission, which is to go out there into all communities, into all the families, into all the neighborhood, into all the nations, and really remind people about the coming of the Messiah. And very important, when we bring people to Christ, we are reminded to train them, to make them disciples. In other words, to make them reach a level where they not only saved, not only did they give their life to Christ, but they are also ready to serve, ready to also go out into their communities where they are coming from, go out into the world where we are living in, and also go and share this good news of Jesus Christ, the word of salvation, so that everyone else can come to salvation, everyone else can make it to eternal life with our Heavenly Father. Because most important point we shouldn't forget is that everyone is going to die one day, and that heaven and hell really exist. And it does not matter, it does not make any difference whether people believe this or not. The fact is that Jesus himself has mentioned that there is hell and there is heaven. And we are reminded that the way to heaven or the way to eternal life is through a narrow gate. It's through a narrow way. And it's too tight, and very few are willing to make it there. It's not that the way is not open for anyone. The thing is, not everyone is willing to take the narrow way. So therefore, we are reminded as a church to go out there and make people prepare themselves for the narrow way, so that the willingness of the broader way is shifted to the willingness to follow the narrow way. Because it is easy to be entertaining the things of the world and to be distracted during this time just to end up into hell one day. So therefore, as a church, we need to wake up and wake our nation, wake our community, wake up our families, our youth to the call of salvation, to the call of repentance, and to the call of discipleship. So I'm happy that you have tuned in today. We will continue having lessons on evangelism. I will see you next lesson. Thank you. God bless you.